there is going to be a period over the next 3 months where we are going to source the requisite human resource capacity so that we can have the needed technology transfer to the Fishers and St. Vincent and the Grenadines to be able to operate these tuna vessels, to be able to stay out at sea for a longer period of time, so that we will not only be a major transshipment point for fish harnessed on the high seas by foreign-flagged vessels, but that we will be able, in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, to develop what will be considered an indigenous fleet flagged by St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where we will work within the legal framework set by international law, and we'll be able to harness the opportunities and possibilities which are available.